Prosecutors' races don't usually get much attention from voters, but that's not the case this year. With ongoing protests against police violence and racial injustice, there's heightened attention on the role that prosecutors play as gatekeepers to the criminal justice system. There are several highly contested prosecutors' races on August primary ballots in Michigan, including one in Wayne County. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has that story.
Kim Worthy has been Wayne County's elected prosecutor for 16 years. Historically, she's sailed through the August primaries that largely decide the race in this heavily Democratic county. But this year, Worthy has a real challenger, criminal defense attorney Victoria Burton Harris, and Worthy is staking her campaign on her experience.
This is not a job you wake up and decide you want to have. This is not a job, a time for experimenting with untested leadership.
But that opens Worthy's track record up to intense scrutiny. Before she was prosecutor, she was a judge and an assistant prosecutor. In the early 1990s, she prosecuted one of Detroit's highest-profile cases of police brutality ever.
At the scene, Malice Green's blood still runs in the street at West Warren and 23rd on the city's southwest side. It was there that at 10:30 last night, he was beaten to death, according to witnesses, by two white police officers.
That's WXYZ-TV's 1992 report on the death of Malice Green. Worthy won murder convictions for the two Detroit police officers. She gained a reputation for being willing to go after cops. As a result, she says it took her a long time to establish strong relationships with the police.
We are not in bed with them. We are different entities of government. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to run away from working with them.
During her 16 years in office, Worthy has prosecuted plenty of police officers. But her opponent, Victoria Burton Harris, says she's let too many off the hook.
Why are we hearing about no accountability for when officers lie on the witness stand, no accountability when officers lie in police reports?
Burton Harris says Wayne County's criminal justice system needs a more dramatic reckoning than Worthy is willing to take on.
I spent my career protecting people from this very parasitic system that feeds on the bodies of black and brown folks, our children, people battling with mental illness and substance abuse.
Burton Harris says Worthy's office prosecutes and jails too many people for low-level offenses. Too many people are forced to take bad plea bargains because of excessive charges, and her office prosecutes too many cases where the evidence for guilt is thin. Burton Harris points to one example, a 10-year-old black boy charged with assault for throwing a rubber ball at another boy's head during a playground game. Those charges were eventually dismissed.
But the fact that he was charged was terrible, and he's traumatized to this day.
Worthy and Burton Harris also take somewhat different stances on some hot-button criminal justice reform issues. One of them is cash bail. Worthy says she doesn't favor it for most low-level offenses, but she doesn't support abolishing it. Burton Harris does. Another point of disagreement, the use of facial recognition technology to help police identify criminal suspects. Burton Harris is against it altogether. In fact, she's representing a man who was wrongly arrested by Detroit police based on a faulty facial recognition match. Worthy says she's cautious about the technology. She admits that it often misidentifies people, particularly people of color. But she says that with proper policies and safeguards, it's too valuable a tool to reject altogether.
Because in many high-profile and many homicide cases, that's an early investigative tool that can lead to a lead.
Worthy says she's committed to fairness for defendants, but she's also a fierce advocate for crime victims. And she largely dismisses Burton Harris's criticisms of her office.
I do not think it's valid. It's really the mark of someone who's 6 years out of law school and doesn't really know how things work.
Worthy has a lot of things going for her. She's a longtime incumbent with major name recognition. She's even developed a national reputation for her work dealing with Detroit's notorious rape kit backlog. But Burton Harris may have the momentum of the moment. The one thing we know for sure, 2020 is not a typical election year, and that makes this a very tough race to predict. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.